Tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, we are in the middle of Sif Mem Dalet, which is on page 18. We'll just read the Mechaber and Ramot till where we were up to, and then we'll continue at the very end of page 18. Kohen Afal Pishu Panui Nosei As Kapov. The Shulchan Aruch told us that a Kohen, even if he is single, he should still duchen. The Ramot says V'yesh Omrim De'enu Nosei Kapov. There are those who say the Kohen who is not married should not duchen. Ta'ashari V'lo Isha Shari V'lo Simcha. One who is without a wife is without Simcha. The Hamavarech Yeshlo Lios B'Simcha, and one who is duchening has to be B'Simcha. V'nogu Shanosei Kapov. The Rama said the minhag is that a kohen who is not married does duchen. Afa Bishenu Nasui Umikamakam Arotza Shalolisa Kapov Eimochem Biado. But if there is a single kohen who does not want to duchen because he is single, we will not protest against him. Rak Shalol Yehei Bebeis Akneses B'Shah Shekorin Kohanim O'Omrim Lohem Lito Yedeim. Just he shouldn't be in shul when they're calling out Kohanim or they're telling the people the Kohanim to go wash their hands. Picking up in the third to last word in the Ramah on page 18. Nogu b'chol medinos elu she'ein nosin kapayim elu b'yom tov. The halacha we've all been waiting for. The Ramah tells us that the minog in all of our countries, the Ashkenazi countries, that we do not duchen except on yontif. And why is that? Mishum sha'oz shruyim b'simchas yom tov. Because then we are shorui in the Simcha of Yontif, the Tov Lev Hu Yivarech, and then we're happy, and that's why the Kohanim are allowed to duchen. Masha'en came b'shar yomim, which is not the case by other days, afilu b'shabsos hashana, even on Shabbos, where you would think that we're happy, but still the Rama says, you can't duchen even on Shabbos. Why is that? Important Rama right here, shetrudim b'herhurim al mechyosam, because on Shabbos, they are torah, they're bothered with the thoughts about their parnasa. That's number one. And number two, val bitum malachtam, and on their loss of time working, which we'll get to in the Mishabur exactly what that is referring to. V'afilu b'yom tov. And even on Yontif, when we say we do duchen, ein nosin kapayim elo b'tfilas musaf. We only duchen during musaf. Sheyotzen oz mi beis hakneses v'yismuchu b'simchas yom tov. Amazing. We only duchen at Yontif. Why? Because not only do we need the simcha of Yontif, we need to know that we're already almost out of shul and we can already start having a suda. So only then with a proper mindset of simcha to be able to duchen on Yontif. So it's dafka on Yontif where there's the greatest simcha and dafka on musaf which is the greatest point of simcha. V'chol shachrus u'musa she'ein osim bo kapayim omra shi'atziwe elokeinu v'elkeav v'seinu. Any shachrus u'musa tefillah where we are not duchening, the Chazan says in the place of the duchening, the short tefillah that we have, elokeinu v'elkeav v'seinu, kid le'el sof simen kuf chav zayin, like we said at the end of simen kuf chav zayin. V'yom ha'kippurim nosim bo kapayim k'mo b'yom tov. On Yom Kippur, we duchen as well like Yontif. V'yesh mekomo shenosim bo kapayim b'ne'ilah. There are places where they also duchen on Yom Kippur and ne'ilah. V'yesh mekomo safilu b'shachris. And there are places where they duchen as well on Yom Kippur at Shachris. Now let's see the Mishavura. There's one Mishavura on page 18. Sivkoton kuf samach dalad. We said in all our countries, we only duchen on Yontif. But the Mishabur writes, "Ube'eretz Yisrael, ubechol malchus Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael and the lands of Mitzrayim, haminog lisa kapayim b'chol yom. The minog is to duchen every day. Va'poskim kilsu l'minhogam bazeh, and the poskim praise them for such a minog. It's a great thing to be duchening every day. But the poskim also tell us not to change our minog in Chutz La'aretz, not to duchen every day, because that's our minog to duchen only on Yontif. Continues the Mishabura on page Yud in Sifkaton Kuf Samachay. We only duchen on Yontif." And we said the reason was because then you're shari in Simchas Yontif. Says the Mishnah Bura, Bein Shechal B'chol O B'Shabbos. That which we duchen on Yontif, as we know, it's whether Yontif falls out during the week or Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Either way, we duchen. V'yesh Mekomo Shenuhagin She'ein Nosin Kapayim Afilu B'Yom Tov K'Shechal B'Shabbos. There are places where they will not duchen even on Yontif when it falls out on Shabbos. Aval ein minhog ze ikar klal. That is not the correct minhog. Kimo shekasu harbe achronim, that you should duchen like we do on Yontif, even if it is also Shabbos. Where does this come from? What's the basis of the minhog not to duchen on Yontif when it's also Shabbos? So if you look at note 171, he writes, Bebir deyazu kasu b'shar tzion, shechoshishim she'ein nesiyas kapayim lebalei kriyin, V'ein rotzin levatul onasam. We're choshesh for the ones that say that you shouldn't duchen if you're about keri. And since it's Shabbos, they don't want to be mevatul the owner of Friday night. And therefore, memelo, they're going to be balkeris. And therefore, they wouldn't be able to duchen. That's reason number one. And that's brought down in the Shartzion. The Magen Avraham explains further the reason why they don't tochen on Yontif, which is also Shabbos. Shekeven shelachar birchas kohanim yeshlomar techinas ribono shalom. Like we'll see in a couple of days, we say during Duchening the special tefillah for the bad dreams in Rabbono Shel Olam. U'b'Shabbos ein omer techinos. On Shabbos we don't make requests, so we don't say that tefillah. U'kumosha pasav mishabur shalak, like the mishabur will tell us over there. L'fikach nogu shalolases kapayim klal v'ikr. Therefore the minhag is not to Duchen. Since you can't say that tefillah that you say during Duchening, so therefore they say not to Duchen. Those are the two reasons that are brought down. And then in note 171 he says, that's when Yom Kippur, that's when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. There are some who hold that way. You know, Mishabura says that's not the Iker Minog. The Iker Minog is the yes, in fact, Duchen on Yom Tov, even if it's Shabbos. But Ulinyan Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, Sheposhet Shechayovim Bo Menasiyas Kapayim. It's Poshet, you do Duchen on Yom Kippur when it's Shabbos, because both those reasons above do not apply. V'yesh ligor b'dei ha-tolim she'ein menichim l'klanim lisa kapayim. You have to scream at those people who try to prevent the klanim from duchening. Sherei ha-tam she'ein omrim techinos. Reason number two, that we don't make the request on Shabbos, lo Shabbos Yom HaKippur. It's not true on Yom Kippur. Sherei ze yom techinu b'kosha. That's what Yom Kippur is. It's a day of techinu b'kosha to Hashem. So that reason doesn't apply. V'chein tam ha-tfil lo shayach bo. And so to the reason they don't even vata the ona of Friday night and they can't go to the mikvah, so there'll be a bal keri, that doesn't apply in Yom Kippur. Sherei kfar tovlu ha-kohanim be'ev Yom HaKippurim. And obviously, Bia's Asr on Yom Kippur. So therefore, there would be no problem of them being a bal keri because they went to the mikvah right before Yontif. And therefore, it says Rav Moshe, both reasons for those shitas who have the minhag not to duchen on Yontif when it's also Shabbos, it would not apply if it is Yom Kippur and also Shabbos. So according to everyone, you should be duchen on Yom Kippur at Shabbos. The Mishabura told us that the correct minhag is to duchen even on Yontif when it falls on Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura in the fourth line of page Yud. Nogu ha-kohanim silsul be'atzmon. The kohanim are knowing a certain maila in themselves. Litbo bi'erev yom tov mishum nisiyas kapayim shalomachar. To go to the mikvah on Erev Yontif because of the duchening they're going to do on Yontif. V'gam be'lav hoch yitzarach adam mataris atzmo b'regel. And even besides that point, we have an inyan to go to the mikvah to be matar oneself before the yantif. Mikomokom einze ma'akev b'di'evid. However, the going to the mikvah is not ma'akev the birchas kohanim b'di'evid. So if you look at 172 in the notes, he writes, v'zeu echad ha'to'omim shekasu ha'ma'aril. L'minak chutzlaret she'enem nosin kapeyem ele b'yom tov. This is one of the reasons brought down by the ma'aril why in chutzlaret the minhag is not to duchen except on yantif. Again, because of this chumrah, they want to go to the mikvah before, and I guess that's not practical for everyone to be going to the mikvah before, except on Erev Yontif. And therefore, they limited the duchening. That's one reason why they limited the duchening to Yontif when people go to the mikvah on Erev Yontif. V'od, shnei ta'amim kasav sham, the Ma'aril brings two other reasons why we don't duchen on Yontif. Number aleph, mishun bitul malacha can move over mishabura kan. One is because of bitul malacha that we'll discuss in a moment, like we're saying over here. And beis, mishum shayu nimtzoim goyim bebeis haknesses. Because the other times besides Yontif, there were goyim found in the shul, and I guess that would be inappropriate to be doing brachas kohanim. I guess the bracha maybe would go on them as well. And that was the third reason Ma'aril brought down not to duchen. Now in note 173 just goes a little bit of a side point, that which the Mishabura told us, that besides the minug, the mail of the kohanim, that they go to the mikvah before Yontif for duchening, we also go to the mikvah anyway because we want to be matayar ourselves before the regil. Now, says note 173, the afal pish ain olim la regil, even though nowadays obviously there is no mitzvah aliyah la regil, we still do it. That even nowadays a person is chayev to go to the mikvah before the regel. Shari Tshuva says that nowadays there is no chayev to be matar yourselves for the regel, since there's no mitzvah lila regel. We don't go up on the regel to mekabel the pnei hashchina. But he says, Lamaisa, there's no chiyuv, but it is a good minog to be knowing to in fact go to the mikvah before Yontif, even nowadays when there is no mitzvah of a lila regel. Says the Mishabura Vaiter and Sivkoton Kuf Samech Vav. We said in the Ramah we only do it on Yontif because that's when we're shari besimchas Yontif. We also do it on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur has a special simcha as well, and that is the simcha of us getting a mechila from our averos and a slicha from our averos. Then the Ramah told us that the reason why we don't duchen on other days of the year, including Shabbos, was because we're trudim behehurim al mechiasam. And then he says, Val bitum malachtam. So it sounds like from the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, that it's two reasons why you don't duchen on Shabbos. Number one is your mind is overtaken and torrid in your parnasa. You're thinking about your parnasa. And number two, Val bitum malachtam. Like you're bemoaning the fact that you can't go to work on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. Jews are bemoaning the fact they can't go to work on Shabbos. They might be worried about how they're paying the bills. That might be on their minds, but they're bemoaning the fact they can't go to work on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Zayin, Val mito bitum malachtam, haloshen megumgum, this loshen is messed up. V'chas v'sholom Yisrael kedoshim, yitzaru b'Shabbos al bitum malachtam. Yisrael kedoshim, they're going to be mitzar on Shabbos because they can't go to work, b'yom ha-kadosh on the holy day, so that can't be the pshat in the Ramah. V'anochon shetzarech lomar, the correct way that the Ramah should be read is, not va'al bitum malachtam, u'bishvil bitum malachtam, because of their bitum malacha, v'koi tam zeh al hodil la'el, this reason of bitum malacha is going back on that which was written before, she'ein nosin kapayim b'shar yomim. It's not going back on Shabbos. The Ramah told us you duchen on Yontif, not on other days, and also not on Shabbos. And then it gives two reasons. The first reason is going back on Shabbos, which is right before it, and the second reason is going back on Chol. As we will see right now, how the Darchei Moshe sets it up as well. V'chein palginu b'darchei Moshe shekosav tam. The Darchei Moshe writes the reasons as follows. Lefisha trudim bihurim. This first reason that they're deterred in their thoughts about their parnasa, that's lahod de'enosin kapayim b'Shabbos. That's why they don't duchen on Shabbos, because their minds are thinking about how they're going to support their families. Va'yemos ha'chol. But for the reason why they're not duchening during the week, kasav atam that Achimosha writes, the reason is mishum bitum malacha. Because of bitum malacha. Now there is a machlokas in the poskim how to understand this Achimosha. What does it mean that you don't duchen during the week because of bitum malacha? Is it because, like some things that we leave out of davening during the week because we want people to be able to run to work because the mamish is bitum malacha? Or is the fact that the bitum malacha is a cause of the lack of simcha? In other words, is the bitum malacha alone what's not allowing us to duchen during the week? Or it's the fact that I'm going to be late to work, so that's causing me to not have simcha, and it's the lack of simcha that causes me not to duchen. That's a machlokas in the poskim, how to understand this Ramah. Fine. Now we go weiter in the Mechaber. We are now in Sif Mem Hei. Elu tevo shakohanim hovchim bohem ledorum uletzafon. The following words, the kohanim turn side by side from north to south while they are in the middle of duchening. And the words are as follows. I checked this up with the Kohen, and these are the words. Yevarechacha v'yishmerecha, eilecha v'chunecha, eilecha l'cha and shalom. These are the words that the Kohanim are swaying back and forth between north and south. The Ramah says, v'nohagin shemarichin ben nigun elu tevos. The minhag is that they elongate the nigun by these words, ki kol achas mehen hu sof bracha bifnei atzma. Because each one of them is really the end of a bracha. As the Mishnah Berurah explained to us, that really each bracha of the three brachos constitutes two brachos. So each one of these words is really the end of a bracha. V'omrim ribon, and then we say ribon, which was a tefillah we'll get to in a couple of days about bad dreams. K'moshim afurish b'simin kuflamid b'shah shemarichin b'nigun hatevo shebesof hapsukim. Now, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll take out the vav, u'bishah, it should be just b'sha'ah. That v'omrim ribon, we say ribon, b'shah shemarichin b'nigun hatevo shebesof hapsukim. We say the tefillah of ribon on the dreams at the time when the kohanim are elongating the nigun of the words at the end of each pasuk. Dehainu, those words at the end of each pasuk are v'yishmerecha, v'chunecha, and shalom. Now we don't do that, just to mind you. We don't do it while the Kohen is saying the word, right? We'll see in the Be'er Halacha, we do it before the Kohen says the word. But the way the Ramah is saying it, is that while they're being menagin at the end of the psukim, those last words, that's when you say the tefillah. That's not what we do, as we'll see shortly. V'hamakre lo yom haribon. And the one who is calling out the words to the Kohanim does not say that tefillah of Ribon. Let's stop there in the Ramah and see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkoton Kuf Samaches, Hovchem Behem, these are the words that the Kohanim are turning from north to south. V'atam Shenogu Kane, the reason why they are knowing this, to go back and forth between north and south, is Kidei Shetispashet HaBracha L'kol HaNoshim She'on Demitzideyem. It's in order that the Bracha should cover everyone. So they go back and forth, so the Bracha, the hands, the way they're facing, is covering everyone in the crowd. Then the Ramah told us that the minhag is to be marich the nigun on these words. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samech Tes, Kosa Be'el Yerabah, B'Shem Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, Mashen Ohagin L'Nagin Tevas V'Yishmireh, below chaf, that which there is a minhag that some people have, that they sing a tune for the first part of the word v'yishmereh without the chaf, the achakach chaf, and then they say the chaf separately. The chen osam v'yichunaka, who told us that's a mistake? The dafka b'sof marich. You should dafka be marich at the end of the word. Don't separate the word in the middle. The kodem shemesayim lo mashma kavanas ateva klal. Before you finish the word, it's not mashma the kavan of that word. The chena chazonim yizaru shelo yechalku atevos ushtayim. So to any chazon in general, when he's saying these words, you should not split the word into two. It should be one word. If you want to elongate the nigin, do it at the end of the word. Don't do it in the middle of the word. That would separate it. Sifkoton kuf ayin is going on that which the Rama said, that the minog is that we're marich the nigin of these words, because each one of them is the end of a bracha on its own. Hu tam gam al divrei ha-mechaber. This, that each one is the end of a bracha, is also the reason for the mechaber, why he says you move side to side during this bracha. Besides that which the Mishabur told us to cover all the people in the crowd, but bedafka, at the end of each bracha, you want to make sure that you're covering everyone that's in the tzibur. The kavana is, of all these brachos, the afagad, the shalosh brachos, havim b'birchas kohanim, even though as we know there are three psukim, there are officially three psukim, three brachos of b'birchas kohanim, mikomokom b'chol bracha b'fnei atzma yesh ba shtei brachos. Each bracha itself really consists of two brachos, and that is the hainu, yivarechacha Hashem is bracha achas, V'yishmerecha is bracha shnia, so that's two right there. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Just to touch the bracha the way the Rashi and other mafreshim explain the bracha, because that's kedai to do. Yivarecha Hashem is that Hashem should bless you with parnasa, with gashmiistic things, all good things. V'yishmerecha is Hashem should guard it, guard these gashmiistic things, these parnasa, these kind of things that Hashem gives you. Hashem should guard over it as well. Then that's two. Ya'er Hashem ponav eilecha. He bracha achas. That's one bracha. That's a bracha for ruchniistic things. That's for limud haTorah and for ruchnias. V'yichuneka bracha shnia. That's you should find chen. Different shita. Some say you should find chen in Hashem's eyes. Some say you should find chen in other people's eyes. That's bracha number four. That's bracha shnia of the second pasuk. Yisra Hashem eilecha. Right. Yisra Hashem ponav eilecha is bracha achas. That's that Hashem should turn towards you. Should show favoritism towards you, should show love towards you. The Yasein Lecha Shalom, and he should give you peace, which as we know from this week's parasha from Bechukosai, it says, Rashi says, Im Ein Shalom, Ein Klum, all the brachas are talui on Shalom. So that's the sixth bracha of Yasein Lecha Shalom. So Gam Kein Havei Bracha Achas, that's also one bracha. So we see there are three brachas are really, in fact, six brachas, and therefore, by the end of each bracha, that's when we elongate the nigin. V'amogin Avram Kosav Atam Shehovchim Peneim Be'elu Atevos Mishum Dekol Elu Tevos Heim L'Nocheach. The Magen Avraham says another reason. The reason why the Kohanim are turning their faces during these words, Bedafka, is because these are all the words that are Lashon Nocheach, right? Eilecha, towards the person. Yivarechacha, Yishmerecha, right? All the end with Chaf. Now the Mefarshim do discuss over here that there is one word that doesn't end with a Chaf, and that's Shalom. And there's also one word here that doesn't end the Bracha, that's Lecha, right? Yivarechacha, Yishmerecha, both end with a Chaf, and they're both the end of a Bracha. Right? Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chuneka. So Eilecha V'chuneka both end with a Chaf, and they're also both the end of a Bracha. But then you have Yisra Hashem Panav Eilecha. That's good. But then V'yosein Lecha Shalom. So Lecha is the Chaf, and the Shalom is the end of the Bracha. So some want to say that by Mordechai wants to say that you have to have one or the other. You have a special turning of the Kohanim during either something that's Lashon Nocheach, the end of the Chaf, or that it's the end of the Bracha, and that covers Lecha or Shalom. Some say you have to have both, because all of them really are both, but Lecha Shalom together accomplishes both. It has the Chaf, it has also the end of the Bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayeter Sifkaton Kuf Ayin Aleph. We said in the Ramah that we say the Tefillah of Ribon while they are marichin in the nigun of these tefos at the end of the psukim, i.e. v'yishmerecha, v'yichuneka, and shalom, says the Mishavura, tzarech lomar b'sha'a. Like I pointed out before, it shouldn't say u'b'sha'a, it should say you say the Tefillah b'sha'a at the time when they're saying it, v'cheinu v'sifrei Shulchan Aruch yishanim, and that is the girsa in the older Shulchan Aruchs. B'nigun ha'tevos, while they are lengthening or elongating the nigun of those words. Says the Mishavura, Hainu b'sha shemarichim b'nigun havaras os achrona shel ha'teva. We say the tefillah, according to this Ramah, while we're lengthening the nigun on the pronunciation of the last oath of each of these words. Avalo be'esh she'omer ma'teva. Not at the time that we're actually saying the word. Da'oz tzarech lishtok ulechavim. When the Kohen is actually saying the word, you have to listen to the word. K'moshe kasav b'sif chavav. Like we're on sif chavav, you have to hear the word. So rather it means, while he's being marach the nigun of the pronunciation of the last letter. But we're going to see here the Bir Halacha, which will bring down what our minhag is, The Maila of Arminog, the Chisaron of Arminog. So let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. Ubishashim Arichim Benigin HaTevos. Again, the Ramah said that the time that you say the Tefillah of Ribon is while the Chazan is elongating the last word of each Pasuk, specifically the last letter of the last word of each Pasuk. Says the Bir Halacha, I am a Mishabura, which we just did. Ubimidinaseinu Nohogin Akal Lomer HaRibon Achar Kriyas HaMakre Teva Achrona Shalka Pasuk. The minog in our Medinos, and this is in fact what our minog is to say the tefillah of Ribon after the makre, after the chazan, or the one who's calling out, says the last word of each bracha, v'yishmerecha, then we say it while they sing, and then the Kohanim afterwards say the word v'yishmerecha themselves. So we say it in between. V'akohanim shoskin oz omenagnim. The Kohanim either are silent while we're saying the tefillah, or they're singing. For us, the minog is they sing. And after we, the tzibur, finish the tefillah of Ribon, that's when the Kohanim finish up the last word. It says, L'chora, this minog has a little valid reason. The maila is that we can hear clearly the word. We're done with our tefillah, and then we hear v'yishmerecha, we hear the whole word, as opposed to the way the Ramah is saying it. While he's saying the last letter and he's singing, it's going to be a little harder to hear the word, so we say the tefillah, and then we can focus on what we have to focus on, which is the Kohanim saying the last word of the bracha. However, says the Bir Halacha, Elodiyesh lefakfek bezek tzas. But there is a little bit of a chisar in the mahalach that we do, and what's that? Diyesh hefsek ben kriyas ha-makre la-miras ha-kohanim. There's a little bit of a break between the makre saying v'yishmerecha and the Kohanim saying the word v'yishmerecha. Ubishlam akashem menagnin, bishlam of the Kohanim are singing, efshir de gamzehu b'chalas cholas amiras ateva. You could say maybe that's considered part of their words, so there's not so much of a break. Avol kashesh shoskin ma'ikin lamember, but what are you going to say if the Kohanim are silent for a minute while we're saying the tefillah, they're silent, and then they say the word, so there's a whole minute break between the chazan and them. And why is that a problem? V'ayin le'el besif yurches, v'ein ha-kohanim v'chuli, ad she'tichla ha-teva m'pi ha-makre. We said in halacha yurches, the Kohanim can't say the word until the makre finishes. V'hu mishas the sota, that's in the Gemara in Sota. U'mashma miloshen zed, di'achar shekila ha-makre tekev tzrichim lanos. It's mashma that immediately after the makre finishes, they have to say the word. So we don't want a minute break that we're silent. We said the Kohanim respond after the Baal Tefillah, after every word. Mashma did take it, Tzrichim Lanos. It's also mashma that immediately afterwards they have to answer. So it should be immediate. You shouldn't have a minute break. Ube'emes alo mavur bekama rishonim, the tam kriyas ha-makri hu shal yitu. And many mefarshim tell us the reason why there's a makri in the first place is so they won't come to make a mistake. Okay, shenimshach ha-dover, and when we're going to wait a minute before they're going to say it, efshir she-yovo lidei tos, it could be they're going to come to a mistake, and that applies even if they're singing the niggin. That until now, you could get out of it and say that it's only a problem if you're pausing with no niggin. But if there's a niggin, it's as if you started the word. But mitzad remembering what word you're up to, while you're singing the niggin, you don't remember what word you're up to. V'alkein al-koponim me'anochon la'atzibur shalo yimoshu harbi ba'mirasam. Therefore, the tzibur should get moving. They shouldn't schlep out their tefillah. The Kohanim should not have to wait too long. V'ayin la'el b'simen samachay b'mishavura sevkotan dalem ha'shekasadnu od minyan zeh. That's where he discusses if they wait too long, the amount of time it says to say the whole berachas kohanim, if they have to go back, if that's allowed, ayin shum. But the point is, the Bir Halacha here brings our minog. Again, the maila of our minog is that we hear clearly the word the Kohanim are saying. The chisaron is that there's a break between the makre and the kohen, and that's a problem, certainly if you're quiet, but even with the nigid, it's a little bit of a problem because the whole purpose seems to be so that they should know what word to say, and by singing for a minute in between, they may get distracted from what word they are up to.
Our minute, the way it's done, is really, it's in the Kohanim sense, no? We're not waiting for us.
Right, we're waiting for them, correct. That's the way, it has evolved that way, but that's not really, you know, it's timed.
And doesn't he mean before when he says, Vishlom Kishim and Nagnin, that it wouldn't be a hefzik when you're saying that at night? Like that type of?
Yeah, he's saying the singing of the Kohanim is already considered like they started the word, so it wouldn't be a hefzik.
Starting the words even though you're not singing.
Correct.
Correct.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah, exactly. So the way we do it, when the Kohanim start singing the niggin, before they say the word, you could say that's considered as if they started saying the word. Because they're, you know, they're getting into it. They're on the way to saying the word, so that's considered part of the word. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkotan Kuf Ayin Gimel. So we said, the last thing we said in the Ramah was, V'hamakre lo yomar ribon. The one who is calling out the words should not say the tefillah of the dreams. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Kuf Ayin Gimel, V'hamakre, Pirish, Shliach Tzibur HaMispalel. The Shilat Zibur who is leading the davening, Pshita Shiloyoma Haribon. It's obvious, it's poshut, he can't say that tefillah. Davi Hesek, but tefillah, Davi Hesek in the middle of his davening, he for sure can't say it. Ela afilu kishash leatzibur hu kohen. Even if the chazan is a kohen, and as we learned earlier, vi'acher hu amakrei. Since the Shilat Zibur is a kohen, there's someone else who's being makrei. Gam kein lo yomar hamakrei haribon. So not only should the chazan not say it, also the makrei, the one who's calling out the words, should not say the ribon. Why? Shema titarev daitov lo yuchal lachzor ulahakros. Because he might get thrown off, he might get confused with his tefillah, and he will not be able to properly be calling out the next word. Miu, however, la'achar shehikri lifneim teva shalom. According to this, the makri who said the last word already, shalom, his job is over. Yuchal oz lomar haribon. Then avada he could say ribon because then he already finished his job. He's not going back to the tefillah. Only the chazan is the su lekach shash the teruf. Because there's no longer a chash of getting confused. Who ain't no Messiah in Berachas Sim Shalom? He's not finishing off the Berach of Sim Shalom. Rak Ashiyat Tzibur, only the Chazan is. Ukumoshe Kasadnu Le'el Besivchav Beis V'Mishnevura. I want to read one more line, but I want to make a diak in the Mishnevura we just read. One more line in the Mishnevura, then we'll go back. Koso B'tshuvas Maram Lublin, Kishe'en Kohanim B'Musaf Lalos Laduchen. If there are no Kohanim by Musaf of Yontif to Duchen, Nohagim She'en Omrim V'Se'orev. We don't see the tefillah of V'Se'orev. I'd like to make a small diak. It's on a halacha that we're going to see soon, but probably most people are familiar with it. In our Siddurim, if you look, they have the ribon after the first bracha, after the second bracha, and there's a much longer hiratzon that you say after the third bracha. As we'll see shortly, the Gra held that you should say the ribon all three times. The Mishnah here is clearly going like the Gra, because the Mishnah just told us that even though the makre should not say the ribon, but after the shalom, after the third bracha, then he could say the ribon. What do you mean say the ribon? We don't say ribon there. We say especially hiratzon. He's going like the Gra. This last line on page Yud, he writes, "Miul achar shehikri lifneim teva shalom yuchal oz lomar haribon." Unless he's not going with the Gra, and he just means since he was the makri and he missed it by the first two brachos, so it's better for him to be mashing by the third bracha. And I was not sure if the Mishabura is being sosi over here like the Gra, or that he just means if you have the choice of saying one or the other, you know, Bishlam with the tzibur who said already ribon twice. We'll see that's not so pashut as it is. We'll see a ber halacha soon. That's not so pashut as it is. So maybe then you say the special tefillah that we say. But the chazan who couldn't, the makri who couldn't say it the first two times, maybe dafka he could say the ribon. So that's tzarachim, what exactly the chavetz chayim means over here. Does it mean like the gra? Or does it mean this other option of what I'm suggesting? But everyone can think about that, and we'll pick up a mitzvah shem tomorrow.